Hello, I'm Dr. Girish Nelvigi, urologist and andrologist from Nelvigi Urology and Multispeciality Hospital, Belandur, Bangalore. Welcome to my podcast channel, Urology for Everyone. In this podcast channel, we discuss urological problems of common importance. Today, I'll be talking on pediatric urology, which is nothing but urological problems affecting children. The conditions that can impact the urinary system, kidneys, bladder, and reproductive organs in children is dealt with by a branch called pediatric urology. It is important for parents and caregivers to be aware of common conditions and seek appropriate care. Now let's discuss some of the common urological problems in children. One of the more common conditions in pediatric urology is urinary tract infection. Urinary tract infection can occur at any age, and children may experience symptoms such as frequent urination, pain or discomfort while urinating, and abdominal pain. Prompt diagnosis and treatment are crucial to prevent complications. Another common condition in children is a condition called vesicoureteric reflux. Normally, the urine has a one-way flow from the kidney through the ureter into the bladder and outside. But in vesicoureteric reflux, the valve which governs this flow is defective, which means the urine may flow backward from the urinary bladder to the ureter and into the kidney. This condition increases the risk of recurrent urinary tract infections and may affect kidney function. This has to be treated, and the treatment consists of medicines, that is antibiotics, some injections which will recreate the valve, and in some cases surgical management to recreate the valve. However, a urologist will be able to make a diagnosis and decide which of these courses is appropriate for your child. Another common condition seen in pediatric urology is a condition called hydronephrosis, which is nothing but swelling of the kidneys. This happens due to the buildup of urine, and this can be caused by various factors such as blockages or abnormalities in the urinary tract. Child may have pain, urinary tract infections, or a difficulty in passing urine. And the treatment depends on underlying cause and may range from close monitoring to surgical interventions. Another common condition in children is undescended testis, wherein the testicles, one or both of them, instead of being in the scrotum, are in the groin or in the abdominal cavity. This is a congenital abnormality, which means it is there since birth. And if the testicles or the testis does not come down within the first 6 months, it needs to be brought down by a surgical intervention. Otherwise, there could be many complications due to undescended testis, which need to be prevented. When it comes to caring for children with urological conditions, a multidisciplinary approach involving urologists, pediatricians, and other specialists is essential. The treatment plan is tailored to each child's specific needs, taking into account their age, overall health, and the severity of the condition. It is important for parents to recognize these conditions at home, and also for the schools to recognize these conditions if there are health checkups for children. And once they are detected or once they are suspected, they can come to a urologist who evaluates and diagnoses this condition and discusses these issues with the parents so that appropriate treatment can be given. So that's all for today's episode in Urology for Everyone. I'll be back with you again with another common topic of importance. Till then, goodbye, and thank you for listening.